For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going in the huddle, give you the latest NFL headlines, and we can start with an NFC South division foe in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have Monday Night Football tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs, but with the Falcons win over the Cowboys, I think what they've taken five out of their last six games, I believe.
Yeah, they're 5-1. 5-1 their last six.
And that includes a win.
Two
wins over the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So they're sitting in the driver's seat in the NFC South. But again, it's the Bucs and the Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football.
And it's big. I said it earlier, and I don't think it can be understated that you're always pulling for Tampa Bay and New Orleans and the Panthers to lose unless they're playing each other. And then you pull for the Panthers to beat either one of those two teams because they actually have been decent the last few years. But if Tampa loses tonight, they're 4-5, and you're 6-3, and you essentially have a three-game lead in the division.
Let's go.
Because you have two full games,
let's go,
record-wise, and then you own a 2-0 record, which is a tiebreaker, which is essentially, to me, stands for as like a third game.
Yeah, the number tonight is 9 for the Chiefs. It seems a little bit stout, but I think that shows you how much everybody kind of expects the Bucs to struggle without their two top wide receivers. And, we'll see if they can get it done. But, Kansas City, pretty good football team. I don't know if anybody's said anything about that lately, but, yeah, pretty good.
I would co-sign on that. The Raiders, things just keep not going well for them. They have made a move now and fired their offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, after just 9 games. So they now fall to 2-7 on the season. Why are you chuckling?
Because they send it. Well, two reasons. One, they send a tweet out that says, "We have relieved Luke Getsy and two other assistant coaches," which is funny because I think that's probably what those guys are feeling right now, knowing that their contracts we pay, they don't have to deal with the Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ridder train. And if I'm not mistaken, did Desmond Ridder throw a touchdown pass yesterday to Brock Bowers?
I don't know. I didn't catch that. Did he do that?
He
came in. I'm looking at the box score right
somehow
now.
I missed that one on the post game.
I am almost positive that happened because I was standing there.
Yeah,
he did come into the game.
Awesome.
So he did come into the
and
game.
And he did throw a touchdown pass to Brock Bowers.
Gardner Minshew was bench for Ridder in this game.
It cracks you up. And it cracks you up that the OC was the one like, "Oh, Joe Burrow throws for 5 touchdown passes yesterday." And it's like they have no answer defensively. But you can't clean house on that side because it's kind of Antonio Pierce's bread and butter. It's dysfunctional, man, to say the least.
One of the things I saw come out. Did you want to complete a thought on
this?
No, go
ahead.
One of the things I saw come out in the aftermath is it was Albert Breer who was just tweeting about how the OC who's in D.C., right? Kingsbury?
Mm-hmm.
Cliff Kingsbury. I wanted to butcher his name. Cliff Kingsbury. The Raiders were in talks with him, and it's not to say that things would have changed, but the hang-up on getting him there was, I believe, on a third year he was trying to get on a contract, and it didn't work out. Not saying he'd have the same success there that he's having in D.C.
No.
But
they're dealing with no quarterback right now.
It's important because it is in some ways changed not one but two franchises, because I can't necessarily sit here and tell you that Jaden Daniels is having maybe the same success. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a good player, but I think Cliff Kingsbury is the perfect OC for him. And I think that's – if he doesn't get credit, that's not fair considering all the credit we gave your boy in Houston with C.J. Stroud.
Bobby Slowick. And here's the thing, too. If I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I've already been an NFL head coach. I am clinging on to Dan Quinn as if my life depended on it for the rest of my coaching career, because I think that they fit so well together in the way they're able to. I'm not saying that they're going to go win Super Bowls together and all that, but I just think – as long as Dan Quinn is a head coach or even a DC in the NFL, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I am sticking so close to Dan Quinn and where he's at, because you just look, it's like, man, yeah, don't need to be a head coach, been there, done that. Maybe you feel like you have something to prove, but he's doing so well with what Jaden Daniels is right now, and I think that offense just kind of mirrors Cliff Kingsbury and what he brings to the table.
Get you some injury updates before we move on. We have talked about on this show Dak Prescott. He's having an MRI today on a hamstring injury that he sustained during their loss to the Falcons, possibly also dealing with the ham injury as well. We've not gotten the latest update on that. And then when you look at the Saints, their star receiver, Chris Olave, because they're next up for the Falcons, he was carted off after taking a hit to the head in the first quarter of their game against the Panthers. So that's a significant blow to a Saints squad that has been on the downtrend.
Yeah, Tiff, we're unfortunately, because I'm a big Chris Olave fan, and I know that, you know, look, he plays for the Saints, whatever, but he's a good player. He's been a good player. We're starting to get into dangerous territory for him. I mean, we're starting to inch towards Tua Tagovailoa stuff. I mean, he just came back from a nasty head injury. And this one, you know, he's kind of motionless on the turf for a little bit, and you get the update that he's got feeling in his extremities. But man, that's we're getting into a range with him that's getting to be kind of scary.
Well, the history is he had one in 2020 at Ohio State. He had one in 2022 in the NFL. He had one in 2023 in the NFL. These are just ones that we have documented and medically met with doctors. October 13th, he had the concussion against the Bucks. The 27th, he was evaluated for a concussion, and then yesterday he was taken to the hospital for a concussion. You're absolutely right. It is getting to be scary territory, and to me, it might be even scarier because he's a guy that is in a more – I'm not taking anything away from a guy standing in the pocket and taking hits, but this guy's coming across the middle taking hits,
right?
A little bit more physically demanding.
Can't really protect him from that.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but I had multiple games on yesterday. Saquon Barkley with the acrobatics. Did you guys see the play where hurdles
it's
over
nuts.
Backward, like a backwards hurdle?
Very Olympian type stuff.
Yes. He's been rejuvenated.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. When I saw it and I was in slow motion, I was like, that helmet is really close to the danger zone.
Up there,
that helmet gets about, I don't know, 3 inches higher. He's in a bad way right now.
Sometimes just getting clipped is worse than getting a full brunt of it.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
You did not just say that.
A glancing blow.
Can hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
I know you did not just say that. Anyway, the Eagles beat the Jags 28-23, but the season Saquon's having now, if you're in New York, I'm sorry.
They knew it was coming,
too.
They knew
it, you know?
I mentioned this yesterday, Tiff, and I'm glad you brought this up. I mentioned this on the postgame show because anybody that watched the spring edition of Hard Knocks, Brian Daboll asking Jaden Daniels if he wanted to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants, and these teams face off yesterday. Jaden Daniels goes off, has a great day, and you look at the all-encompassing parts of that entire ordeal, and basically, you know, the owner coming in and saying, you know, Saquon's our most popular player. I hope he doesn't go to the Eagles. Well, turns out he did, and he's having a great year right now. He's one of the top guys, top three, I believe, in all-purpose yards in the NFL. He's been spectacular.
He has been, and there's still time, right, before the NFL trade deadline, which is November 5th. So there's lots of rumors.
4 o'clock, I think,
you know?
Right?
That would be, tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's interesting. You'll know the kind of the fate of your team as far as what you're going to have and other than, you know, just kind of some guys that are off the street or practice squads and stuff. If there's a bigger big-time player coming over, you know, it's going to be tomorrow.
Za'Darius Smith from the Browns been one of the names that has popped up. I saw the reports of that yesterday. And obviously, Ojulari from the Giants is a name that keeps getting kicked around in Atlanta Falcons circles. I'm probably a little bit more hesitant than most people because I think when you look at it, you've already given up next year's third for Matthew Judon. It's like, how much of those future picks do you want to get rid of? But, it is what it is at this point, man. You need some help and something to rejuvenate, and hopefully they can try to find something, whether it just be somebody on the roster right now or somebody they can bring in.
Well, I think somebody proposed that the guy that had proposed the D'Angelo Malone trade has taken him off the board now because he's came in.
He was getting some action yesterday.
So guy told me that we could trade Elijah Wilkinson and a 7 for
you said
for
a guy told you this?
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. And apparently that'll get us Myles Garrett. So let's do that.
I do want to say Washington reportedly has been kind of, this is according to Jonathan Jones of CBS, kind of poked around to see who they could get in the receiver market to give Terry McLaurin some help as they make a playoff push. But I also want to, I heard this on listening to the TV yesterday people are calling to try to inquire players or trying to figure out if they can get to Washington. Like, times have changed significantly there, where you had guys wanting to get the heck out of there with that franchise, and now you've got people trying to find out how they can become a part of that team.
Yeah, you got rid of a bad owner, and you got a good head coach who's a even better person.
Use the word charismatic.
Who people want to be around and play for. I told a person on this show that Dallas Cowboys' biggest loss in the offseason was Dan Quinn, and someone didn't agree with me. And now I believe I've been proven right.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. So we're just going to dig up stuff from 4 months ago and then act like we're
does it make it any less accurate?
Bocephus
over
here.
Does it make it any less right, Michael?
Well, look, if we just go and dig up comments from 4 months ago, you can probably find 10 more that you were dead wrong on. So let's just pick and choose.
I don't recognize those. Only the ones I'm right on, sir.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Michael?
You told me D. Ritty was going to the Pro Bowl last year, too, at some point on this show. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, he could have been an alternate just as much.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Snoop Huntley was that one year.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.